This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning and welcome to the WIA VK5 news segment, brought to you by VK5 WOW. Did you notice the call sign change? This is the special event call sign promoting this year's WIA AGM and convention being held here in Harndorf on the 19th to the 21st of May. Now, here's the VK5 news brought to you by the Radio Clubs of South Australia. This is VK5 WOW for the WIA Sunday morning broadcast.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF again, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Tony, VK5ZAI, has set up a link between the crew on the ISS and the members of the Australian Air League, SA Wing. The event is to take place at the South Australian Aviation Museum during the week between May the 29th and June the 2nd. At present, he is still waiting on the NASA schedulers to give a firm date and time for the event. The Aviation Museum, located in Port Adelaide, is very impressive, and Tony would recommend a visit by anyone interested in aircraft and Air Force history. They have just opened a new hangar to display their ever-increasing collection, of which their pride and joy is an F-111. Their website can be found at http://www.saam.org.au. I repeat, http://www.saam.org.au. Don't forget our annual convention on the June long weekend, the 10th and 11th of June, and especially the famous Sunday night dinner. Details can be found on our website at http://surge.mountgambier.org. I repeat, http://serg.mountgambier.org. This will, as usual, be a cracker weekend, so please come along, as we would love to see you. Our remote HF station has been turned off. I discovered that, yet again, high winds had caused the 40 and 80 metre dipoles to be brought down, this time by a large branch falling from a tree adjacent to the tie-off point for the legs on one side of the antenna. After Peter, VK5KBF, and I had restrung the legs, we felt that an SWR check might be prudent, so we put the analyzer on the coax. Shock, horror, the SWR was all over the place. After some messing around, we worked out that the coax run from the base of the tower to the junction box inside the shack was open circuit. Bugger. We will now need to replace the coax with a new run, and, while we're at it, we'll raise the height of the antenna by another 3 to 6 metres, as the old coax was a bit short. We also plan on using Dyneema 3mm rope for the end supports this time around, so hopefully it will stay up for a while. Hopefully the antenna will be a better performer once we get it back in position. Work is continuing on our APRS system, which we hope to have up and running shortly. At the moment, all of our repeaters seem to be working quite well, although Narracourt is still waiting on the installation of a decent antenna, as there is only a temporary one there for the moment. For some strange reason, our repeater system always seems to play up just before our annual convention, the Murphy factor perhaps. Our intrepid repeater maintenance team, however, always seem to be able to get things running properly again in time for the big event. Many thanks John, VK5DJ, Colin, VK5DK, Peter, VK5KBF, Owen, VK5HOS, Tom, VK5NFT, and others for your ongoing efforts. Don't forget, we hold meetings in our club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, on the first and third Friday of each month. Starting at 7:30pm sharp, we encourage visitors, so if you are in the area, please come along for a meet and greet session. That's all you get for this week. So, as usual, the members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week. And I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, it's not very long to go now, and the Wireless Institute 2017 AGM will be on up in Harndorf. So no doubt everybody's very excited and getting ready to go along and take part in it. As you no doubt know, there is a special event call sign being activated at the present time, and it's VK5 Whiskey Oscar Whiskey, or as I like to say, VK5 World of Wireless. So if you want to get a couple of scores for the VK5 special event call sign, then there are a number of ways you can do it. Every weekday morning, I activate the call sign on the Houghton repeater, which is 146.850. So come up on the Houghton repeater between 8 and 9 a.m. on a weekday morning and get a score for the award for the WIA special event call sign. If that time of the day in the working week is not suitable for you, then you can, of course, get a contact with VK5WOW on Sunday mornings after the broadcast on the 6-meter relay. Ben, VK5BB, activates VK5WOW. So the frequency is 53.1, and it's amplitude modulation. Yes, ancient modulation is used on the 6-meter broadcast, and there's plenty of people there for you to talk to, and of course you can get another score for VK5WOW, and of course it's another mode as well as another frequency. So no excuse for not getting enough scores up to get your special certificate for VK5 World of Wireless. The next general meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday the 12th of May, and it will have a presentation by Ben, VK5BB, and Stuart, VK5STU, on the history of police, communications and trunked radio networks. The meeting will be at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent, Modbury. The doors open at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:13 p.m. start. There's plenty of parking, and tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. So I hope to see you there on the night. This should be a very interesting presentation. Don't forget, next Friday, the 12th of May, for the general meeting of the North East Radio Club. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now, let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The full AHARS calendar for 2017 will soon be on the website, and perhaps by the time you are listening to this broadcast. The WIA AGM and convention at Harndorf is on the 19th to the 21st of May. If you've not yet booked, get onto the WIA website and see what technical sessions and demonstrations are being offered. Not too late to get involved. AHARS is running another foundation license training session on the weekend of the 3rd and 4th of June at the Shack. Contact Barry, VK5BW, at wia.org.au to book. You can upgrade your existing license on the same weekend. This month, the lunches at Blackwood RSL will be held on Friday the 12th and the 26th of May. The social gathering at the Shack will be held on Saturday the 13th of May. The fourth Saturday technical session for May will be presented by Graham, VK5ZFZ. This will be a presentation we will call Windows Security, and it will be on the 27th of May. You're invited to bring along your notebook computer to update its security. Thanks to Graham, VK5ZFZ, we have been invited to a special session at Fab Lab on Saturday the 24th of June. The new starting time is 10 a.m. and the location is 200 Pulteney Street, Adelaide. We're negotiating for platters of food, cake, tea and coffee. Please book for this event so we do not run out of nibbles. Trevor, VK5NIX, is taking the bookings. 0417 838 740 or tmolde at internode.on.net. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. May the 18th, Gerard, VK5ZQV, will tell us about his visits to Friedrichshafen ham radio conventions held each year in Germany. The June monthly meeting will be a member show and tell. Bring along a recent project, a repair or an upgrade to share with members and friends. This session has been brought forward by 1 month to make way for 2 sessions by Barry, VK5BW. The July the 20th Thursday general meeting presentation will be about coax cables, and this will be followed on the Saturday morning technical session at the shack by a demonstration of terminating coax cables. Remember, the A-House shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. On Saturday the 23rd of September, Graham, VK5ZFZ, will run another introduction to Arduino session. Looks like we will need bookings for this event, as I've had quite a few requests to run this again. Details of the booking will be available soon. If we get too many people to fit into the A-House shack, we may be able to use the old Girl Guides Hall on the same site. How about joining the A-House 2-meter net? It runs every Monday night on the RAD 147 repeater, starting at 8 p.m. and usually finishes about 9:30 p.m. If you miss out on this on-air broadcast, you can always go to the Northeast Radio Club website and either listen to it or download an MP3 file. The URL is http://northeastradioclub.org.au. The Treasurer has asked me to remind members, if they've not paid their subscriptions for 2017-2018, please do so this month. Remember, you were entitled to an early bird discount of $5 off the usual fee of $25 if you paid by the end of March. A-House has a small quantity of call books and foundation manuals for sale to members at $25 each. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or phone or text me on 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, folks. As you can probably tell, I've got a cold and a bit of a sore throat, so I'm going to head inside and find me a little scotch with some honey in it. Catch you next week.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Are you an active competitor in amateur radio contests? Do you have an interest in participating within these contests? Would you like to become more competitive with your contesting efforts? You are new to contesting or would like to become more active but are not sure of the hows and wherefores to get into these events and how to skill up so that you can make your mark and build up your contesting points. Well, here is your opportunity to learn from the experts. On the Friday afternoon, the 19th of May at 3 p.m, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group is proud to host the Australian Contesting Technical College, presented by Trent Sampson, VK4TS. This once-in-a-lifetime event is open to anyone with an interest in amateur radio contesting. So, if you have an interest in contesting and you would like some pointers from experienced competitors, then put May 19 into your diary and come along for the afternoon. So schedule time off to attend this prestigious event and come down to the Reed Beds Hall, Fitch Road, Fulham at 3 p.m. on the Friday. Further details are available on the AREG web pages at www.areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. This morning from 10 a.m. until 4:30 p.m, John, VK5NI, and his merry band of helpers will be promoting amateur radio to kids and parents at the Science Alive event in the Elizabeth Library. All are welcome. The next tech night is a presentation on antenna parameter measurement and comparisons by Steve, VK5AIM. Tech nights to follow are in June, radio navigation by Graham, VK5WX, July is an F-Call night. August, 3D printing by Ben. September, eBay gems by David VK5KK. And October, an Arduino workshop with David VK5KK and others. The fifth Wednesday on the 31st of the 5th will be a social event at the Midway Tavern on Midway Road, Yorktown Road intersection. Meal with members and partners. August the 30th of the 8th and November the 29th of the 11th are also fifth Wednesdays, and arrangements are to be advised. On the 19th of May weekend, the WIAA GM will be on and we'll see you there. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members, most welcome. See you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.